This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at Abuja today. Mr. Modi reached Abuja last night on a two-day visit to Nigeria. This is the first visit by a Prime Minister of India to Nigeria in 17 years. Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu will review the strategic partnership between the two countries and discuss further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering of the Indian community in Nigeria. From Nigeria, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro tomorrow on a two-day trip to attend the G20 summit hosted by President Lula da Silva. On the third and final leg, Prime Minister Modi will undertake a state visit to Guyana from the 19th to the 21st of November. In Maharashtra, campaigning for assembly elections has reached its peak as only 2 days are left for canvassing to end. Leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing the state to woo the voters. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah is going to address rallies in Gadchiroli, Wardha and Nagpur. NCP President Ajit Pawar will be canvassing in Ahilyanagar, Pune, Satara and Kolhapur. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will be campaigning in Nagpur, Kolhapur and Sangli. NCP SP President Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in different constituencies in Pune and Raigarh. Shiva Sena UBT President Uddhav Thackeray will be canvassing in Palghar and Satara. In Jharkhand, leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. BJP President JP Nadda will address 3 poll rallies in Gomia, Sindri and Nala today. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address 6 rallies across the state. Congress leaders are also scheduled to address a series of meetings across the state. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav will address a gathering at Dhanbad. Campaigning for the single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra will come to an end tomorrow evening. Voting will take place on the 20th of November, while counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. India has sent the first consignment of about 425 metric tons of food grains and other edible items to Suriname for its social welfare program. India enjoys close, warm and friendly relations with Suriname, reinforced by cultural and people-to-people contacts, bridged by Indian diaspora's arrival dating back to 1.5 centuries. Several high-level visits have been exchanged since the establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Suriname in 1976, with the Indian embassy being opened in Paramaribo in 1977 and Surinamese embassy in New Delhi in 2000. Elon Musk's SpaceX will launch India's heavy communication satellite GSAT-20 from Cape Canaveral in US on Tuesday. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO Chairman S. Somnath has said that SpaceX's Falcon 9 will launch ISRO's GSAT-20, also called GSAT-N2, on November 19. The satellite is expected to remain in operation for 14 years. It will provide vital services across India, including internet connectivity for remote areas. In the United States, President-elect Donald Trump announced Chris Wright as his choice to head the Department of Energy. Wright, the founder and CEO of Liberty Energy, is a vocal supporter of fossil fuel use and is expected to align with Trump's goals of maximizing oil and gas production. Beyond production, Wright is likely to echo Trump's skepticism towards international climate change efforts. Israel ground forces pushed to their deepest point in Lebanon in 6 weeks yesterday, briefly capturing a strategic position in the village of Chama, approximately 5 kilometers from Israel's border, before pulling back. The National News Agency of Lebanon reported that Israel troops detonated the shrine of Shimon, the prophet, and several homes in Chama, though these claims could not be independently verified. And in hockey, India will square off against Japan in their final group stage match of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024 at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar today. The match will start at 4:45 p.m. IST. The hosts are running unbeaten at the Women's Asian Champions Trophy 2024. They registered their 4th straight win in as many games, beating China 3-0 last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.